Well, Jim, this morning we have Kyle with us. Kyle is employed at the Haven Arrest Ministries, works in the kitchen, and we want to welcome you to the radio broadcast.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, Kyle, we are excited for the opportunity to have you share your story today. And there's actually quite a bit of ground to cover. And so why don't we start several years ago with the circumstances that led you coming to Haven of Rest the first time?
Okay. I want to say about 2015 or 16 is when I first started coming around the Haven. And a lot of that was, you know, on the other side, the client side. And it was due to, you know, just being pretty deep into drug addiction and legal troubles and burning a lot of bridges with my family and loved ones and friends. And this place was always was able to help me and provide for me. And I want to say 2016, I was on the client side, and another resident named Steve, who used to be here, had told me about this program. And he made a deal with me, like I was asking for something. He's like, hey, I'll do that for you if you go across the street and try to get into the program, because I had never known about it before. And that's what I did. And it was great. And at that time, I had just lost like custody of my daughters, was going through a lot of things. And, you know, I was able to work on some of those things while I was here. And it was really good. I think I was here for about 4.5 months, and then was asked to leave over certain situations here. And then I kind of went back to doing the same thing I was doing before coming in here and running my life more into the ground and just, you know, just getting to that point where I was just like broken and down and depressed and out. And I didn't know what to do, you know. I was just kind of lost, and I just really didn't have an idea what I was supposed to do anymore.
Well, you know, Kyle, that's not the end of your story. You come back to the Haven of Rest, and I'm going to pick it up in, I think, 2021, because there was a short stay here. Why don't you pick it up there? You came back to the program. Why don't you pick it up from there?
Okay. 2021, I had come back here, and it was a little before Christmas. And around that time, there was a rumor going around that had landed on the streets that I had passed away. I was living outside. I was homeless. I was just, you know, putting toxins and poisons in my body every day. And it had got back to me from, I remember riding my bike down East Market, and a couple of friends I grew up with jump out of a truck and pretty much tackle me off my bed, or off my bike, sorry. And, you know, I'm like, what's going on? What's wrong with you guys? And they're like, you're alive. And I'm like, yeah, well, I'm sorry to disappoint you. And then they had told me all of that. And I know it just kind of really kind of hit me hard, you know, like, what if I did die? You know, what if that really did happen? How would my family feel? You know, and it kind of just pushed me to come back here. So I was out with someone, and we were up to, like, no good. And we were at the gas station, and he went inside to pump gas. And I'm just sitting there in my head, like, what am I going to do? And it was just, like, clear as day. Like, as I'm sitting in his car, like, I just heard, like, go to the Haven. Go to the Haven. So I did. I just made up this excuse, like, why I had to go to the Haven. I have to be there before a certain time. And he dropped me off. And I ran into an old friend of mine that I met in this program my first time, Brian Marks. I come in to sign in or whatever, you know, for the chapel and dinner and stuff. And he just grabbed me and gave me a big hug and was like, man, we've been looking for you. You know, everybody was worried about you. We heard some things. And he's like, you got to stay here tonight. You're not leaving. And I'm like, man, I already tried to come back into the program at that time. And Jason Hubbard just, you know, I was on no services for so long. And he goes, no, everyone's been talking about it. Stay here. He'll come see you in the morning. So that's what happened. Jason came over that next morning, came in, gave me a hug. We talked for a minute, got pretty emotional. And he says, you know, I'm not going to stop you from making a choice that could save your life. and then brought me in back into the program. And I felt great. You know, I mean, I felt safe. I felt like this big weight coming off of my shoulders. And I was here for a few days and things were really rough. I was really going through it. I was coming off of different drugs. Talked to Jason. He asked me what I wanted to do. And he got me into detox right away. So I went to St. Thomas. I think I was there for like 5 or 6 days. Stuck it out. And the last couple of days were real rough. And I still was able to stick it out. And came back here. I want to say it was maybe a couple of days. And I just felt horrible. And went to the hospital. And I had got tested for COVID. And then came back. And a couple hours later that night, I started bleeding out of my ear. So then I'm like really freaking out, you know, because COVID's like a huge deal. I got blood coming out of my ear. And went back to the hospital. And then they told me they had my test results. I had COVID. I had a busted eardrum. So then I had walked back here, stopped at the client side to get back in, and was talking to Brian. And he's like, well, I don't really know what we're going to do here. You know what I mean? You have COVID, you know. Let me get a hold of someone. And they let me in. I ended up staying in the prayer chapel for the night. Jason Hubbard came in the following morning, took me back to St. Thomas, and they had a program where they were able to get people in the hotels to quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened. I went to the Quality Inn Hotel on Arlington Street, and pretty much from the second I walked in there, it was bad. You know, I ran into people I knew, familiar faces, and started doing the things that I was doing before I got into your guys' program. And it was tough. You know, I really beat myself up. I was in my head. I was disappointed. I let myself down. I was, you know, I just toughed out detox, was feeling a little better, and then I'm doing the same thing again. I ended up taking a bus back to the Haven to come back to the program after doing the quarantine there, I think for like 10 days. And I remember coming down for chapel, or coming down for dinner, and I'm just looking around at everyone and seeing all these people smiling, talking, you know, having a good time. And I just knew in the back of my mind, like, I shouldn't be here right now. I don't want to take anything good from anyone. And I walked out. I left here. It was really cold out. It was freezing. I walked down, back down to the hospital, just to kind of sit in there where it was somewhere it was warm. And I remember sitting there for a little bit, and I never signed in or anything. So one of the security guards had came up to me and asked me my name, and I had given it to him, and asked me if I had any warrants or anything like that. And in the back of my mind, I knew that I didn't deal with some things. So I'm like, yeah, I most likely do. And the jails weren't really taking anybody around that time or a little prior to that because of COVID. So the jails were kind of closed. They actually took me that night on 3 warrants, took me straight to Summit County. And I can honestly say that's one of the first times that I've ever gotten arrested or put into custody. And I felt good about it. You know, like, man, this is what needed to happen.
Well, Kyle, we see how God had in multiple times intervened in your life, whether it was that first trip to Haven of Rest, whether it was friends you hadn't seen in a long time, happened to be driving down the road and jumping out of a truck to give you a hug, and people that you come back to Haven of Rest and they're embracing you and they want you to rejoin the program. And I think there are probably people listening who have had family members who have walked a similar road. I mean, what we just described took place over the course of like 7 years. And there's a lot of families who have really tried to love someone through the midst of very hard circumstances and addictions and wondered, what do we do? And I'm sure kind of you felt all those emotions from the other end, right? As someone who was struggling and wondering why it was this way, and is change really going to happen, or is this going to work? And so God was using all these circumstances. And you mentioned you had left detox, you had gone to quarantine, you came back to Haven of Rest, and then you decided to leave. And you got picked up on some warrants and you were in Summit County Jail. But this is really the moment where God said, okay, I'm reaching out again. And what was what happened from there?
It was pretty wild, you know, and I was thinking like that, you know, like it wasn't odd and this was a God moment, you know, and I just truly believe that that night he had taken me to jail to get my attention, you know, to have my undivided attention finally and not be distracted by all the drugs and everything else I was doing and everything that comes in that lifestyle. So that's, you know, I just prayed that night, you know, and thanked him for getting me off the streets. And I just started praying a lot, and I was able to get a Bible pretty quick after being in there a few days. I was able to get into housing and get my hands on the Bible real quick, and I just kept reading it. You know, I just kind of opened it and just started reading it and praying and just talking to him, you know, like, what do you want me to do? Please allow me to hear and see the things that you want me to do, Father. And every day I just started feeling a little better. Physically, emotionally, and I just felt safe. And that's the first time I felt safe in a while. Yeah, I don't know. I just kept reading and reading and not letting the outside world distract me. I just didn't need any distractions. I was there for about a month and was able to get into the Orient House where it's not as much of a lockdown facility. You have more freedom. You have access to more stuff, and right away they have a church service on Saturday mornings through a Way Out ministry. And Pastor Jim was coming in every Saturday, and every other Saturday I was meeting with him and doing some discipleship stuff with him. And if he wasn't able to come in, he would send me stuff in the mail, and we were doing different lessons and stuff like that. And one of the biggest ones was working on strongholds with him after, you know, having personal conversation with him. There was just some stuff that I really needed to address and look at and pretty much just let go of and hand it all to the Lord. So I was there for 60 days, and I remember coming in there and being in an open dorm with quite a few men, and I would just sit on my rack and read the Bible, and it was like contagious, you know. It was really wild. By the time I left there, I would say every night there was probably 10 to 12 people sitting in the lobby with me in the TV room, and we're reading the Bible together and praying. And it was so overwhelming, you know. Like, I would have never thought that I'd be incarcerated, you know what I mean? And before I get out of there, there's like a group of guys and we're having like a Bible study every night. And I felt really good leaving there. Like, I knew God had me, you know. As long as I really paid attention and did my part, like, I was going to be okay. Actually being in there, I remember contacting Steve Dobo and was trying to come back here. And I thought that's what God's plan was for me, was to come back here and actually complete this program. So when I got released, I took the bus straight here with the intentions of coming back into the program. And Steve was actually on vacation that day. And Jason Hubbard was here. And he was not really for it, you know, already being here a couple times and leaving and being kicked out once. But he did offer to refer me to other places. And at that time, I didn't know what to do, but I did stick around that day. And Eugene Gilmore was giving the sermon that lunch. And he said, when one door closes, another one opens. And it really just kind of stuck with me. I remember leaving there, just thinking about, what am I going to do? Where am I going to stay? And I reached out to Miss Christine Youngcox, a great friend of mine over the years, met her from the chapel and ABF class. She was a board member through Broken Chains Ministry and asked if I needed a job. And I said, yeah. So I had a job there a week after being released. And things just kept looking up. You know, I started adulting a little bit, I guess I would say. I took care of legal things. Was doing discipleship. Met my mentor. got my license back, paid all my fines, got off probation a year early. Just doing, I guess, normal things that I wasn't able to do when I was deep into my addiction and, you know, all that stuff. But it's been really great. I go to ABF class every weekend, do service. Miss Christine asked me if I was interested in going to the Haven Arrest 80th year banquet. And I was like, yeah, I would love to. So we went, and it was just another God moment to me. You know, I truly believe that. I came in, and I ran into a lot of familiar faces and friends I've known over the course of time. My buddy Dylan, Kirk, and they all worked in the kitchen. And they knew I was cooking for Broken Chains Ministry for the last year and a half or so. And it was just wild. After leaving there, about a week into it, I had to come here. I grabbed an application, and it was a quick process, you know, and it's been great.
Well, you know, Kyle, you've been here with us for 3 months.
Yeah.
You've been a great benefit to the mission and the team down there in the kitchen. Can't thank you enough. There's a lot of story here. And, Jim, I know we don't have all the time to cover it, but I would like to ask you one more question before we conclude, is how can our listeners pray for you?
I just ask that they pray that I can continue to walk my walk with the Lord and continue on this journey and to do my best to continue to serve my community and the people in need.
Well, Kyle, we want to thank you for coming on the radio broadcast today. I hope our listeners are encouraged by just seeing how, although it was a journey and it's been a path to walk out, God's been faithful. And now he's brought you all the way full circle, and you're working at Haven of Rest and blessing those who are coming through our doors by your ministry in the food service department. So thank you.
Thank you. It's a blessing.